This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Yes, that line forms on the right babe. Not that Maggie's back in time.
.34 on the fan. McMonagle here with you on this Thursday morning. 1:34 to be precise. I got you for the next 2.5 hours, just 3.5 hours or so, as I take you till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. We got Fleegs on the other side. And the Yankees just keep on a-winning. As you just heard here on the fan, the Yankees with their third 1-0 victory of the season. All those Katie Sharp stats. They're so impressive. Not as impressive as the New York Yankees, as they have now gone through a stretch of the last 20 games, 16-4. There is not a team in baseball this year, my friends, who have had a better 20-game stretch. The pitching is completely different. The bullpen is completely different. The rotation is thriving. The Yankees are finding ways to win. They're doing what those good teams do. They find ways to win. They scored 9 runs in this series, including only 1 in this game, 3 the day before, and still find ways to secure victories. Against bad teams, it doesn't matter. They did just go on a 7-game winning streak before hitting a little bit of a losing spot here at the Angels. Their offense has scored some runs, and they do have a couple of threats in that lineup, but it doesn't matter who they play. Right now, the Yankees are as good and complete a baseball team as there is in Major League Baseball. They are running away with the division, and everything with Plan B has worked out incredibly well. They have reinforcements coming. They're deep. They're young. They're athletic. They are playing as good as anyone in Major League Baseball. But we will get to it in a little bit. We will get to the Juan Soto stuff in a little bit as the Mets continue to struggle with runners in scoring position. I don't know. They're trying to come up with something to solve that problem. I don't know how you go about it, but Juan Soto continues to struggle. Hasn't had a hit since Saturday. And obviously, Juan Soto is always a topic of discussion, and we'll get to that as well. But it is game day. I know we've been doing it every other day, but that's because this is the first time in 25 years. I don't know if anyone's told you that yet, but it's the first time in 25 years that the New York Knicks have been in the Eastern Conference Finals, and game days are special when it's the first time in a quarter century. And today is an enormous game, obviously. The first game that the Knicks have faced in the entire postseason in a legit, without question, must-win situation with their backs against the wall, down 3-1 to this Indiana Pacers team. To this team with the head coach that's won a championship, who everybody believes, whether it's a belief or what's actually going on, is having the better series and is the better head coach. The superstar in Haliburton, who's been the better player than the Knicks superstar in Jalen Brunson. And I think that's where we need to start as we get ready for an incredibly important game, number 5, at Madison Square Garden, where it's more than just about winning the series. That's always the underlying thing. That's always the most important thing. You're trying to win this series. You're trying to move on to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999. You're trying to win a championship since the first time since 1973. But this is about who they are. This is about who Brunson is. This is about who Tibbs is. This is about who this Knicks team has become. This is about whether or not the Knicks are the dumb, and that's what they've been over the last couple games with the turnovers, the bad fouls, whether they are this dumb, whether they are this bad, whether they are this sloppy, and whether they are not nearly as good as the Indiana Pacers, and how they play in this building in front of a fan base that's been rejuvenated to a point that we haven't seen in forever. And the Garden is going to be electric tonight, whether the Knicks bring it or not in the first quarter to open this game. And they have to. Because to me, you can't go home tonight after game 5. You cannot go home tonight losing all 3 games at Madison Square Garden. You cannot go home tonight to an Indiana Pacers team that sent you home last year. And as the afternoon drive was talking about it today, you know, and to a player in Haliburton now who is without question the biggest enemy that the New York Knicks fan and team has had since Reggie Miller. And a franchise that you've played more playoff games against than any other, a franchise with such a history, a franchise with Reggie Miller in the building, and a franchise that has now owned you since 2000, has owned you every time you've played. We have memories of winning series, but we have memories of losing them, and right now, they have dominated the Knicks. And to me, this is a game where, let's be honest, a very large portion of the fan base is going to want the coach fired if they lose. A very large portion of the fan base is going to wonder whether or not this team is put together properly, if the pieces fit, if Karl Anthony Towns was the right guy to come in here and take this team over the top, if the Mikal Bridges trade is a disaster that we'll regret for a decade. Tonight's the night that dictates all of that. And for me, this is about, I've been thinking about this a lot too, like, this isn't about matchups, and this isn't about the head coach for me. This is about the players on the team. This is about Jalen Brunson, who scored 2 points in the fourth quarter of game number 4. And I'm not going to kill him. We all know how great he's been and how many fourth quarter performances he's had and how many incredible games and 40-point games already up there with franchise history leaders like Bernard King and, you know, Patrick Ewing and everybody else. I mean, he's been an incredible player. He's transformed this franchise, and he's performed in the biggest spots. But in this series, he's been outplayed by a player we all deem lesser than him. By a player that has now emerged, certainly through last year's postseason and now through this year's postseason, as a budding young superstar who he himself puts on performances the likes of which we haven't seen before. The NBA has never seen a performance like the one he gave in game number 4 of this series. This is a series, and now a game number 5, where the Knicks need to show up and play clean, crisp basketball, and their superstars and their best players need to show up. And that's why, for me, like, I was thinking about this. I saw Magic Johnson put out a tweet. I don't know why it came across my timeline earlier today. Like, and he talked about putting Josh Hart back in the starting lineup, and I think I agree. As bad as Josh Hart has been, I don't, like, it's a little bit of a panic move to take him out of the starting lineup, as bad as he's been, because it says, hey, we're not good enough as we were. I want to go back to what this team has been. I want to go back to the team that rallied and came from awful performances to beat the Boston Celtics. I want to go back to the team that fought against the Detroit Pistons. I want to go back to this team that got here. And I don't know if maybe because he didn't play in the starting lineup and because he was moved to the bench, even though he was okay with it, even though it was partly his idea, whatever he tells you, he was terrible in that game. And they need Josh Hart to win. And they need Mikal Bridges to play his best game. And they need OG Anunoby to play. They don't need the bench players to win this series. They don't need the bench players to win this game at home. They need their best players, the team that won 51 games, a team that didn't play the bench, right or wrong, you know, however you want to handle it, whatever you think about how Tibbs handles the regular season, these bench guys, it sparked the team for one game, great. But it's not who they are. It's not who they've been. Who they've been is their starting five. And that's got to be good enough to get up and beat an Indiana Pacers team that is, in my mind, less talented than they are. Maybe they're deeper. Maybe they have more guys who've shown up in this series. But I don't think they are a better basketball team than the New York Knicks. I'll refuse to believe that. I refuse to believe the Knicks can't show up and win this game. I refuse to believe the Knicks can't make this a series with a resounding victory tonight, Madison Square Garden, and put a little fear into the Indiana Pacers, who've handled it well, and I expect them to play very well both tonight and a Game 6 if necessary. I expect that from this Indiana team. They're well coached, and they've got a superstar who's afraid of nothing. But to me, this is about Karl-Anthony Towns and whether or not he's going to leave this series with the same MO of soft, some games he shows up, some games he doesn't, or if he's going to show up tonight and leave an imprint on this team, on this fan base, and rise to the occasion. And Jalen Brunson, who has been incredible, like I've said, scored 2 points in the fourth quarter. And I understand the defense was bad, and I understand they couldn't get stops, and I understand they're doing everything in their power to shut down Jalen Brunson and let other guys beat them, and those guys haven't. But these are the moments where superstars are made. These are the moments where you find out about your players that you are now establishing a core with. It's a pipe dream. We all know it. This team is coming back as this team. They're not trading for Giannis. They're not trading for KD. They're not doing something crazy. They're coming back, and this is the team. I'm hopeful they can, you know, add some secondary pieces. I'm hopeful the bench can be a lot better. I'm hopeful that they can build a team with maybe a couple more perimeter defenders and a couple more shooters and maybe a couple more guys that Tibbs will feel more confident rolling a little bit deep with throughout the course of the regular season. But the crux of this team, the heart of this team, the core of this team moving forward with Jalen Brunson, our superstar, is going to be the same as this group right now. And they need to show us who they are in this game. And they need to understand the opportunity that they have still in front of them. Because this isn't easy. And this will be a devastating loss, whether it comes in Game 5 or Game 6 or Game 7. It'll sting a little bit more if they can't get off the deck for tonight. It will be a devastating performance if they can't figure out a way to clean up the turnovers, if they can't figure out a way to play better defense, if they can't figure out a way to limit the amount of wide open shots they give up, and if they can't figure out a way to make this offense a little bit more stable and a little bit more where your superstars work together and a little bit more compatible and find a way to win this game convincingly in a game that obviously the Pacers don't need nearly as much as the Knicks do. And as much as it's been accurate this series, it's also a narrative I'm tired of. I'm tired of the team that needs it more wins. But that's where we are today. I'm tired of constantly saying that. I'm tired of hearing that. I'm tired of feeling like the Knicks need to be desperate. But that's where we are, because they are desperate. And this opportunity is still there in front of them. I still believe they can win the next three games. Is it likely? No. Am I predicting it? No. I leave that to others. Doesn't matter whether I think they can win it or not, or I believe they will win it or not. They're capable of winning three games against the Indiana Pacers. I don't think there is a doubt in anyone's mind. It's a very difficult task. It starts with game number 5. But it's not impossible, and the task in front of them is still there, and this will be an incredible disappointment and an opportunity missed, having beaten the Boston Celtics, having seen the Cleveland Cavaliers go down. We saw last night Oklahoma City in a convincing fashion, win their series in five and move on to the NBA Finals. And if they get there, that will be another opportunity for both, you know, the Knicks or the Pacers to win a championship. These opportunities don't come around that often. It's been 25 years since the last time the Knicks were in this spot. And they need to understand that. I don't know what happens next year. And I understand that maybe some people will be competent or, you know, complete with the idea that they made it back to the Eastern Conference Finals, that they slayed the dragon of the Boston Celtics, that we saw them back in this series for the first time in a quarter century. Not me. Once you get through the Celtics, you have to reassess. And this is a series they should win. Even down 3-1, I'm not going to feel any better if they just put up a fight. But what you can't have is the embarrassment of not getting off the deck tonight. What you can have is losing all three games at Madison Square Garden. What you can have is no showing in game number four after a heroic, valiant effort in game number three, and following that up with just coming home dead upon arrival and not putting up a fight against this Pacers team. Because if that happens, I don't think this coach is going anywhere, but there will be a lot of noise around it. There will be a large portion of this franchise who believes he's the wrong guy. There'll be a lot of portion of this franchise and fan base who doesn't believe that this core is capable of getting past where they are right now. Because this is what you can't do. You can't get embarrassed at home tonight. This is an enormous game for the series, obviously. This is an enormous game for the opportunity that's in front of them, that they gave themselves when they beat the Boston Celtics to get back to the NBA Finals to make the most of what they've accomplished already. And it's also an incredibly important game for who this team is fundamentally, and who this coach is, and who Jalen Brunson, the leader, the captain, the superstar of this team is. He has got to be there at the end of this game. He has got to be a driving force. He has got to go play. I don't care if he scores 40. I don't care if he scores 30. If he needs to, he better. If he needs to score 40, he better. If he needs to score 50, he better. He needs to go out there and prove he's the best player in this series, prove that he's the best team leader in this series, prove that he's won the award for most clutch player in the NBA for a reason, and prove that under his leadership, as long as he is the leader of the team, they are not going to give up at home down 3-1 and let the moment, let the pressure, let the anxiety, and let the inevitability feeling you get when you're down 3-1 overtake this team. Now is the time to rise up and win this damn game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan, always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, McMonagle back with you on The Fan. We'll get to the baseball. I know we're coming off a late-night Yankee victory, and right now they are playing extremely well. We got the Mets issues, although they did take two of three. The White Sox and the Rockies, as the Mets will now face and the Yankees just faced. I hate playing those series. I hate them. There's no fun in it. You have to win all three, otherwise people feel like it's a disaster. It's not. They won two out of three. The problem is they continue to struggle with hit with runners in scoring position, and now they're all recognizing it, right? And they're talking about it, and you know, Eric Chavez has met with the team, and they're trying to figure out. I don't know how you figure out. Like, I get this is a conversation we'll have in a little bit. I don't know how you figure out the idea of hitting with runners in scoring position, because if you look at their numbers, they're hitting the ball hard. They're hitting into bad luck. Like, you know, they're hitting the ball hard. Their barrel rate is as good as anybody. Their exit velocity is as good as anybody. Like, they're still performing for the most part at hitting the ball hard, which is the fundamental thing of baseball, which I never understood why people get upset about exit velocity as a stat. Like, since we were little kids, 1910, 1950, 1980, 2025, hit the ball hard. And how often you do that is a relevant stat, or how hard you hit it is a relevant stat to me. And the Mets have an offense that is doing that, but they are not coming through in key situations. And they're acknowledging it and clutching at straws here, and I don't know what you do to impact an offense and say, hey, when we're in runners in scoring position situations, I don't know, hit the ball elsewhere. We're going to find out how they handle it, the Juan Soto situation, but the Yankees, we have to have a conversation around Anthony Volpe, and we have to have a conversation around Aaron Boone after this victory. And again, the Yankees are now 16-4 in their last 20, running away with the division, and quite honestly, they're the best team in the American League, and it ain't close, in my mind. As good as the Tigers have been, the American League runs through the Bronx.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.